When you arrive at Belfast City Airport, there are lots of posters about doing business in Northern Ireland with smiling faces of men in grey suits. The thing is, that actually reflects the majority of boardrooms here, men in grey suits. So should we be using a day like International Women's Day today to highlight the situation for women in the workplace? Roseanne Kelly is the CEO of Women in Business. She's in studio with me, and I'm also joined by the former Apprentice star and businesswoman Katie Hopkins, who's on the line. Hi there, Katie.
Hello.
This whole idea then that there aren't enough women on boards, and we can use a day like today to highlight that fact. You're not supportive of that idea.
I'm not supportive. Women do not need a day in order to highlight the agenda that we've been discussing. And clearly we want women in leadership. Clearly we want strong women setting the way forward for our businesses. Nobody is arguing that point. But what we are arguing is, do we need a day to do it? You know, we donkeys have a day. Dogs have a day. The emotionally damaged have a day. But women don't need a day. We can empower women, but we do not need a day to do it in. And I fear that today will be a day of knitting yogurts, of sandals with socks, of embracing our feminine power and reinforcing all the worst things that commercially astute men in business feel about the women that they work with. And I don't think that's the right way to go. After all, women in this century should not be demanding special treatment. We do not need all female shortlists. We don't need quotas in the boardroom, because if we are sound of mind and body, we can make it there on our own without somebody giving us a helping hand up the patronising ladder. And I would say to all those diversity officers sitting in our corridors as a cost centre against the business, stop blubbing on about helping women. If women take maternity leave, take themselves out of the business for a year or so, then that is why they aren't represented in boardroom. It's just an obvious, this is what they do, this is why they're not there. But the last thing we need as women is a day.
So, Roseanne, it's derogatory to women to have a special day. It just highlights the fact that we're different. Is that not the problem in the first place?
Oh, it's certainly not derogatory to have a day for women. I mean, we have, like I've said, we have the Secretary Hillary Clinton. There will be in the White House with, I'm actually going to an event at the US Consul, and we will have live web stream from all of the embassies and consuls throughout the world. There's going to be a live web stream from Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama. So, I mean, I think they're certainly, everybody's entitled to their own views in it, but I mean, this is a huge day for women, and I think why not support women? I mean, there's bigger issues than, I mean, we would be focusing very much in the business area, but there are bigger issues out there for women that still exist. Some of the statistics around the world are quite frightening. So why not? Why not have a day where we can celebrate? And I think certainly within the White House, the celebration is around women who have faced great adversity and conquered that. So, you know, come on, let's support it.